our holidays were always such a mess.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you get through it?
I had a lot of help from Jack Daniels.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's worst program.
Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas from Casa Disco. Welcome to a special holiday edition of Random Bites Radio. Of course, I'm Ross Rader, as live as I can be, podcasting from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, for December 24th, 2004. This is a special holiday edition of the show. I'm pretty excited about Christmas this year. I guess I'm pretty excited about Christmas every year, but this year's kind of neat because I've been laid up on the couch. As I've mentioned a couple times in the show, certainly on my blog, told the whole story about how I basically jumped out of a tree and wrecked my knee. So little things like getting out of the house and spending time with family and, in essence, doing anything but hanging around, playing on the internet is pretty exciting for me, so looking forward to it. You notice I'm kind of breaking one of my cardinal rules by playing the Charlie Brown Christmas theme song underneath this, but you know, it's Christmas, and there's one or two songs that I think they belong to me. This is one of them. So here it is, December 24th. Hopefully, your shopping is done, so you can actually take your time and enjoy my podcast. My shopping is done. I'm pleased on a couple of points. Both I stuck to my budget and I finished early. Of course, early is, in my books, December 23rd, but more importantly, stuck to the budget. I'm really bad at going out and buying somebody something or a lot of people something and then finding other things to buy those same people. It's kind of the same way I pack when I'm doing it at the last minute. Just buy more stuff, pack more stuff, which means I end up with everything, including the kitchen sink, and the recipients are very happy, but 5 months of bills is not is never pleasant. But yeah, anyways, finished the shopping early, so I've had nothing but blue skies ahead, I guess you could say. Only good fun stuff, anyways. Lots of busy fun, but good fun, anyways. We've got Christmas Eve this evening. What's that phone? Who is it? Hey, Paul. How are you, sir? Excellent. Yeah.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
You did not.
You really are.
I thought I went to IKEA yesterday.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
How are
you're
things?
A bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr.
You
Grinch.
You two, Paul, say hi to the guys for me and
you have
your
termites head. In
Cheers.
Your smile.
Bye. But doesn't the world know that I'm actually busy today? Anyways, I have zero remembrance of where I was. So, I'm going to play some tunes. Ha, here you go.
Para mí ya no hay tristeza, todo es felicidad. Thank you.
Doesn't that feel good? That was the King Kuba remix of Mahalia Jackson's Silent Night. She's been dead now for, 1972, so that would be 32, almost 33 years. So that the original bit of that track has been around, well, about as long as I have. Before that was the Cadillac Boys with it was a benefit track. That's coming out of Philadelphia, and it's a benefit for USA 4-Hour Troops run by one Mrs. Karen Scherer. And if you want to check out her website and learn a little bit more about that charity, it's http://ccil.org/tilde, you know, that little squiggly thing, USA number 4 Troops, USA 4 Troops. And of course, kicking it off was the late Celia Cruz with a little bit of a Latino version of Jingle Bells. I guess that was the theme of this show, other than Christmas, is dead artists. But anyways, it's not very bright, happy, none of that. Picking all these dead people or their Christmas talents. Yesterday was kind of interesting. Went out, did all my Christmas shopping, and because I'm laid up on crutches, I had to take somebody with me, and they had to stick me in a wheelchair, and that was a pretty interesting experience. We went out to a moderately busy mall here in Toronto called Sherway Gardens, and you know, the upside of that experience was booting around in the mall, you know, on two wheels, and you can actually get going pretty good. It was kind of funny, but once you get into the stores, it's impossible to get around, like absolutely impossible. I can't see how people can actually get their shopping done if they're in any way confined to a wheelchair. Well, I guess I got mine done, but it was not a pleasant experience, and it would not be something that I'd be willing to subject myself to day after day after day if that was my lifestyle. It was bad enough
that I couldn't get into these stores, but then people will cut you off, and you know, you're constantly knocking things over and trying not to knock things over. It was a real hassle. You know, I remarked to my brother at one point that if I was stuck in a wheelchair, the first thing I would want to do would be to just barrel into some of these stores, knock over a whole bunch of stuff, and sort of set the ground rules straight for my shopping experiences going forward. Because there's nothing like some broken china to get the China store to make their shop a little bit more bull friendly, I guess, as it were. But anyways, that was really, really, really stark. It kind of consistent too with what I'd seen the other day when I went up for my little boot up to the shopping or to the grocer around the corner. I decided on I guess it was this past Monday that I was going stir crazy. So I bundled myself up. It was quite cold, about 15 degrees below zero centigrade. And so I bundled myself up, hopped on my crutches, and bounced the two blocks to get some groceries. But even, there, it was, a local store, and, no one offered to give me a hand. Some guy cut in front of me in the line. Nobody, held the doors open for me. It was just bizarre that, especially this close to Christmas, that people wouldn't be a little bit more friendly and helpful, I guess. But that being said, there were other times. I was in Future Shop on Wednesday night, I guess, with Accordion Guy and Daryl Green, and I dropped some stuff and some woman picked it up, and the sales staff were all more than helpful, and I had no problem bouncing around in their aisles. So I guess it really depends on where you go and the people you're interacting with. Certainly, I wouldn't want to sound like I'm condemning Western civilization because they're not two-wheel friendly, but or four-wheel friendly, I guess, if you're in a wheelchair. But there's this considerate people and inconsiderate people, and there's considerate stores and inconsiderate stores, and I just I'd hope that the inconsiderate stores get their act together, because it's really, really, really uncool. So what's on for the rest of the day? Today's Christmas Eve, December 24th, I'm going to finish up some of my Christmas discs or gifts. Every year I kind of make it a little bit of a habit to pirate some music and distribute that throughout the family. So I'll definitely be, spending the next couple of hours doing that. I've been going nuts on WinMX for the last 24 hours, downloading Christmas carols and tunes that hold some decent memories, and just interesting tracks like the Mahalia Jackson remix there. So a couple of lucky people will find those in their stockings. This evening we're going over to Amanda's father's side of the family for the annual Christmas Eve tradition, which is go eat, drink, be merry, and exchange Christmas stockings, which is kind of cool. So we draw names, and everybody, and then throughout the year, buy stuff for the person whose name they have, and on Christmas Eve we get together and open up our stockings. This year it's a little bit different. We decided to right-size things, as it were, instead of the super-sizes that we've been into for a while. And we're distributing, we're exchanging games, which is kind of neat. I've got Amanda's grandmother as my victim this year, and I got her something pretty neat in South Africa. I hope that she likes it. And then after that, I'm going to risk life and limb and take off my brace and make the drive up to my parents' place, and we'll be spending the next few days there doing the Christmas thing. So tomorrow morning we'll get up and open our presents, and well, we're all getting older now, so it's likely that we'll get up closer to noon than to the morning. And then we'll hang around during the day and play with our gifts and eat and maybe watch some videos or listen to some music that people got. And then, of course, the big stuff-yourself Christmas dinner is tomorrow night. Boxing Day is sort of a lazy repeat of Christmas without the presents, so nothing exciting there. Of course, Boxing Day will be like the rest of my days this week. I'll be sitting around eating and generally vegging it. I wish I could get out and get around, but it's not going to happen. Anyways, I think that's it for me, folks. Make it short, sweet, to the point. Apologize for the interruption earlier. I will have to school Paul on the notion that when a podcast is in session, that one should not call. But anyways, he did. I answered it. you heard a bit of it. Anyways, have a great one, folks. Here's
this is Christmas.
Here's one of my favorite Christmas songs. And what have you I'm actually gonna let me try this again. So this is one of my favorite Christmas songs, and I'm going to play it for you in a second. You already know what it is, but every year this song seems to gather some additional memories. It's very cool. Couldn't possibly go through the list of things that this reminds, the things, people, places, events that this song reminds me of. It's kind of like a musical lint catcher, and hopefully it's got some good memories for you as well. So happy holidays, everyone.
This is Christmas.
Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, best of the season, Joyeux Noël, Feliz Navidad, all of those things. I will certainly talk with you next week, maybe even Sunday. We'll see how things go. Have yourself a good one. Take care, folks. Take care of each other.
And so this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
So this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, the rich and the poor ones. The road is so long, and so.